coins, that jingle jangle, fancy shoes, the dance in time. Oh, the secrets of her dark eyes, they did sing a gypsy rhyme. Yellow clover, entangled blossoms in a meadow silky green, where she held me to her bosom, just a boy of 17. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine. Soft breezes blow from fragrant meadows, stir the darkness in my mind. Oh, gentle woman, you sleep beside me, and little know who haunts my mind. Gypsy lady, I hear your laughter, and it dances in my head, while my tender wife and babies slumber softly in their beds. I recall a gypsy woman, silver spangles in her eyes, ivory skin against the moonlight, and the taste of life's sweet wine.
Hello, good times of your day to you, wherever you may be. It's just gone 9 p.m. here in the UK. It's a Monday, and that means that we have Mickey the Moose with us once again. And 917 has just joined us, so we have seven lovely callers in the call queue already. And we're going to say hello to Mickey, start the timer on the clock. And we're going to take our first call of the evening, and that's going to be Holly on line one.
Hiya.
Hi, you, Mickey.
Yeah.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, yeah, I think I'm all right. How can I help you, please?
Anything you pick up on is fine.
Okay, you seem to be in a bit of a deceptive situation at the minute.
Yeah.
What I'm being told to tell you is it's time to start turning your back on some people. First of all, I've got to tell you, somebody's just making threats to you. Now, I'm not quite sure where that fits
yeah.
in, but I think somebody's just making threats to you because it's emotional blackmail, so to speak, if that's the right word.
Yeah.
I do feel somebody's a little bit, I want to say, how can I put it? Someone seems to be a little bit peed off, all right, because they can't do what they want, or you're not doing what they want.
Yeah, all of the above.
I do feel as though, first of all, there seems to be you seem to have achieved something, or going to achieve something. Health issue. Gotta say, this somebody with health issues may be sort of same time. Don't like you emotion where you don't feel comfortable. If you don't,
can you say that again? You're breaking
feeling,
up. Are you there?
Who's around? Hello? Hello?
Hi there.
I get the feeling there's somebody with health issues around you, okay?
Yeah.
And I also get the feeling, just be careful, they may be using the health issues to get you or put you in a position you don't really want to be in, okay? So I'd just be a little bit wary of that, okay? I'm not quite sure I want to talk about it on open air, but I've got to say to you, somebody may be using your family links, so to speak, to sort of reel you in, so to speak. I just get the feeling you can't do right for doing wrong. Whatever you're going to do is going to be wrong. So just be careful. All right? I do get the feeling somebody changes their mind, like the weather. You know, one minute they want this and they want that, and they just seem to be emotionally blagging your head. Right? That's what I'm picking up. Don't go being anybody's fool. If someone's going to threaten you with the police department one minute and then tell you they love you the next, I've just got that feeling that this is like, I don't know where. I get the feeling that someone, obviously, that you should be able to trust it, but you can't, you know. I'm not quite sure why I'm feeling this, but I do feel as though there is more to this. Somebody's trying to make you responsible for their lives. I want you to piece it. And because you're not there to do so, I get the feeling they're causing a little bit of havoc with you. So my advice to you is to stay clear until you find out which way the wind's blowing. I just get the feeling that there's so much good and new stuff coming to you, right, that the negative will be back.
Yeah.
Male, I get the feeling that just wants to use you and abuse you, really.
Yes.
I just get the feeling he's not really a nice, not the character he portrayed himself to be, okay? He knows you are going to achieve something. He knows you can achieve it and you will achieve it, which is going to take you out of his sphere of influence. You're going to be, I'll say, moving away from where you are. I do get the feeling that's why he's trying to hold you.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling that's...
Ooh, you're breaking up.
I get the feeling Okay, I get the feeling this is a lady. I don't know who she is, but I do get the feeling she's pretty much the same. You seem pretty determined to the minute that you're going to live your life. This is it.
Yeah.
It's crunch. Which way you're going to until you actually saw. I do know enough. I do get the feeling the cards are on the table. The things are looking good, and there's some good news on the way concerning, I want to say, seems to be a new offer coming to you. Now, whether this do get the feeling.
Hello.
Listen.
Darn it. It's breaking up.
I do want to say to you, this is a time for looking forward. It's definitely not a time for looking back. I do get the feeling things are very, very favorable with at this time. So start
3 minutes.
I can't see any reason why you'd want to go back.
No.
I know it's easy to go back because it's what you know. Or probably someone's going to give you a load of old rubbish, give you a load of old trash and say, well, I've changed and all that. But I think you've heard it all before. Somebody's definitely two-faced as well.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
What they're telling you, this load of old trash is, you know, you'd sling it in the dumpster. You wouldn't want to even rake through it. It's just you've been there, done it. You know, chuck it in the dumpster and get rid of it. I do feel as though, I honestly do feel, there are some truths there that you have to face. There are some truths that you have to face, more so about how easy. That you have been fooled before, but don't be fooled again. Don't be fooled again. Don't let this deceptive situation take away the chance that you've got coming to you. This is very, very favourable, and it involves something coming to you that could, if you go back, you could risk losing a chance of a lifetime. So there is something lurking there, and I do feel it's I'm not saying it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, but I get the feeling it's quite exciting, all right? And I get the feeling you know it's there. So don't let any deceptive situation.
1 minute.
Don't let any deceptive situation change your mind about things.
Okay.
Just watch out for some phone calls and some emails coming. I have a feeling it's either going to be one or the other, because there is some good news on its way to you. All right. So I do get the feeling it's definitely there. Don't go backwards, Holly, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye now.
Thank you, Holly. Okay, right. We have the lines breaking up a little bit this evening. Not a very clear reception tonight for some reason, but we'll do our best. Okay, let's see where we're going. Karen.
Hi, Mickey. It's Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I have a question. I decided to look on my own because the lady you told me that was going to call me from an agency, she doesn't want to pay me. She just doesn't want to even pay scale. So I started to look, and I found a trucking company, a logistics company.
Okay.
I sent my resume in there, but I'm wondering if you see someone calling me because I applied to several companies.
Okay.
On my own.
Just let me link in with you. It's a shame about that woman. I did see that, but I didn't expect that. Mm-hmm. I, I'm Well, I am sorry about that, okay?
You did say she was going to act funny, though. You said there was something funny about her, yeah.
All right, okay, okay. Well, you know, at least what we know. Okay, just let me sort of link in with you. A trucking company. Okay, I get the feeling this trucking company has not only a freight business. I get the feeling there's a couple of other businesses linked with this as well. So I get the feeling there seems to be, I'm not saying, they seem to be quite stable with this. I get the feeling there are definitely two businesses or two sides to this business. They seem quite a stable company that, you know, even through this thing that we're going through right now, I do get the feeling that it's there. What I'm getting with you is I see them. I do see that you're going to, I'm getting the feeling that you're going to be juggling things at the minute. You will cope. I've got to say that your income is going to equal your outgoings, your expenditures. Your finances are going to start picking up. This is, I want to say it's going to be more than a logistics exercise. I don't know why I'm saying that. I've got to say that your intelligence is dedicated to improving a situation now. I don't know what this is. It seems to be something to do with cash flow. Okay. Now, whether you're working in the wages department, I don't know. I just get the feeling your money toward, your attitude toward sort of money insecurity, it seems to be the kind of thing that they're looking for. You seem to be that kind of person that they are looking for. And I want to say your talents won't be wasted, neither will your attitude. I've got to say, you seem to have quite a conservative attitude with business, and that seems to be what they're looking for. I do get the feeling this company doesn't like to take risk, all right? So they're looking for someone like yourself that's quite a stalwart figure, so to speak, that they know that they can rely on. I'm not quite sure where this is. I can see you putting money into an account. So whether you're going to be taking payments for trucking payments, you know, for coming into the business, I don't know. Maybe you're going to be sending out invoices. I don't know. I just get the feeling it's that kind of thing.
Okay.
So I think things are looking good on that. But I've also got, you must have put another resume in as well somewhere. Because I've got someone else calling you. I can't really say who at the minute, but I get the feeling this must be a small office of some description. It must be a small office of some description rather than a big trucking company or something like that. So I get the feeling you have the right skills. Your resume looks quite good. I've got to try and get this right. Your resume looks quite good in these hard times. I've got to say again, the income from this or the paycheck is, you're not going to become the president overnight, but I get the feeling it will pay its way. The situation seems better than average is what I'm saying. I'm not quite sure what that means. I do get the feeling this will give you the security. You're not going to be taking the gamble if someone says to you, well, do you want the job? You know, I get the feeling the good results with this. Again, it is going to improve the situation that you are in at this time. I do get the feeling that there is, I want to say that whether this is connected with you, I do get the feeling that you've been patient in the past, but ringing round doing you've done the right thing. I've also got a feeling. I've also got a feeling that there's some good news on the way coming to you from one of these brothers as well. I don't know why I'm getting the feeling that somebody's exhausted. I don't know. I may be understaffed. So just watch out for being asked to go to work in a situation where it's really understaffed. And I get the feeling this may be something to do with legal affairs or that kind of an office. Okay?
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a, you know, it's a solicitor. I just get the feeling that kind of, it gives me that kind of atmosphere, you know, when you walk into a solicitor, you know, a solicitor, you know, a lawyer, that kind of atmosphere, you know. So I get the feeling it's that kind of, so I do get the feeling that there's, maybe there's a member of the staff off, and they're looking for somebody. So I do get the feeling that you will be walking in to quite a hot
minutes.
Situation, you know, where it's work, you know. I do get the feeling that where it's work, and I do get the feeling you are going to earn your paycheck there as well. So I get the feeling that the attitude of the people you're going to be working for is, it's all right. I get the feeling that the office, although it's quite busy, I wouldn't say it's laid back, but it's quite easy going.
Okay.
That's what I'm picking up with that. And I do get the feeling there are some calls coming in your way. I've also got, is this trucking co out a little out of town, please?
Yes. It's in a suburb, like a little bit further. Yeah.
Okay, because I've got a journey that you're going to have to sort of undertake to get there. That's what
minutes.
I'm picking up with that. So, good news lies. I want to say good news is on its way regarding that. Maybe you're going to get an interview, but I have a feeling you're probably going to have an interview either over the phone or through video or whatever. I don't know, but I get the feeling that they like your resume anyway. And things are looking very, very promising. But I want to say for two jobs, maybe they're both kind of part-time, I don't know. But I do get the feeling things are looking very, very good with you, and you've certainly done the right thing by not compromising anyway, okay? But if you want anything else, Karen, you know where I am, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Karen. Right. We have got
1 minute.
We've got intermittent sound coming through at the moment, so just bear with us, because we can't actually fix that from this end, so we're just going to have to persevere. Okay, Dee.
Thank you, Mickey. Hi, good evening. Thank you, Ken. Good evening, Mickey.
Good evening, Dee. How can I help you? Nice to see you. Nice to hear from you.
Nice to hear your voice as well, Nikki. Can we see what message spirit has for me this evening, please?
Okay. Just give me a minute. I've got to say to you, there seems to be a general shift in a position either with you or around you, where you seem to be taking yourself more seriously, or you are put in a situation where you have to be taken more seriously. I'm not quite sure why I'm saying that. I do get the feeling that you are looking at what's going on around you, and you are organising your life accordingly. I've got to say, the consequences, I don't know why I'm using that word, the consequences I'm being shown aren't what you think they're going to be. I have a indicator that you're going to need a sense of humor. The sense of humor will help you fix situations around you. I don't know why I'm saying that. That sounds a little bit strange. It's not something that I've said before, but it seems somebody around you seems a little bit ignorant. You seem to be a man of culture, let's say, all right, dealing with someone that's very, very ignorant. And this is where I feel that a sense of humour would help break down that anxiety, that stress that you are carrying. I don't feel as though the situation with you is going to deteriorate. I feel as though you've made a point, and I also feel as though by making a point to somebody, you've probably highlighted the situation that I want to say it's not you that's the creator of situations. You're trying to be the mediator in situations. I've also got to say, can you understand, please, where you're having to separate two businesses, please?
Yes, that's a different thing I was going to talk to you about.
Okay.
The previous client I used to work for has asked me to join them back, but through a different agency.
Yes.
And the old agency had a clause that I cannot work for any other agency unless I pay them 20% of my of what I earn. So I'm doing it at a risk. If I work through the new agency and the old agency finds out, I might have to pay 20% of what I earn. So do you think that there's a risk involved, or will I not be found out? It is only until end of February and the rehire clause expires.
I've got Grandma here with me at the minute, and I think we both know how close she can get. I've got to say, nobody around you is going to whisper anything. There's always a risk in what anyone does, but the risk is so minuscule, it's not worth bothering about. Okay? That's what she's saying. She said it's an important choice. Okay? That's what she's saying to me at this time. And I've got to say, your first duty, first call of duty is to yourself, right? And that's what she's saying. And I've got to say, she's talking about sometimes you let honour get in the way. That's what she's saying. I understand, because you always try to be a man of honour. But sometimes, you know, what the eye doesn't see, the heart doesn't bleed about. I've got to say to you, you know, sometimes taking a little risk like that, you're not really doing anything wrong, you know. But I've got to say to you, I have to say to you, that this is something that I've got to say to you, I feel as though, The way that the business situation is at the minute, you've got to go for it. You are separating two businesses at the minute. And I've got to say, this is going to help you make up for, I've got to say this, for, I don't, right, they messed up. All right, now they've got to pay for it. It's as simple as that. I don't know how they cocked up or how they messed up what they have. Okay, so this is a paycheck in your checking account, and I'm afraid you've got to have it. This is for obvious monies that you lost out on before because of them. I've got to say this is going to help you conquer a situation where to help you invest, okay? To help you invest in your further future, if that, or futures. I don't know which way that is, either future or futures, I don't know. But this is a good little bonus. It's a good little bonus, and it is something that you can deal with as well, okay? So I do get the feeling that a consultancy maybe, I do feel as though it is also something that you're quite capable of. I want to say you seem to have either have
Three
a good understanding.
Minutes.
You seem to have a good understanding. Maybe you designed some of their software or something like that, but I do get the feeling that you know a lot of what's going on, a lot of what's gone wrong, and you can put it right. That's the reason why they've come to you. You have a proven track record with them. I do feel as though the company, the agency that supplied you before or put you in touch with them before, lost the company a lot of money and you. That's why they've approached you through somebody else. That company if there was a something like that, you could probably prove that as well.
No,
I don't think there is anything. I don't think there's anything to be lost there. I think you've got to do it because of their ineptness, actually. That's what I'm picking up with that. But I also feel with that there must be some trouble on the horizon as well. Whether it's local or international, I don't know. It's probably local right now, but I do get the feeling they're going to want you on the ground sometime. So please just watch that. I get the feeling there's some kind of a very important meeting linked with this. I don't know whether it's a meeting on the continent or it's a meeting in the UK. Maybe it's something to do with, that you can do on video to start off with, but I do get the feeling there seems to be kind of a new project or centre or a new centre or something being put together, and I do get the feeling they want you there in on it. So I do get although I don't understand it, I do get the feeling that whatever it is, you are an important player in the next part of their strategy, if that's another word. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, Nikki. Thank you.
Okay. We'll cross that again on Wednesday. Okay.
Thank you. Much appreciated. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you again.
Thank you. Take care. Bye now.
And you. Bye.
Yay. Right. There we go. Are we there? Yeah, we're back on the mic. Okay, I'm just checking. Sometimes the mic doesn't click straight in. Right, so that's deep then. Okay. Right. Let's see, where are we? Shalina.
Hi, Vicky, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How can I help you, please?
I just feel lost doing so many different things right now, and I'm just hoping you could see something or give me some kind of good news.
Sorry, I can't hear a thing.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to pull over so you can hear me. Because you know why? I was driving. I'm going to pull over
Sorry.
So I can hear you better.
Sorry,
that's okay.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me at all?
I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you before. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
couldn't hear you before.
Hi. I think because I had you connected to the car.
Okay. How can I help you, please?
I was just saying, like, I kind of feel, like, lost today. Like, you know, just not sure. Different things, like, I'm just unsure about my relationship, and I just...
Okay.
I'm worrying about my income and not getting it. It's just, I just need some type of light at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Okay. Let me just see what I'm picking up for you.
Okay.
First of all, can you understand a birthday around you this time, please?
A birthday around this time?
Yeah.
There's two people I know whose birthdays are this week. My son's birthday is next month.
Sound. Okay, that's great. Because that's why I was picking up a birthday around you. I've got to say to you, first of all, I've got to say, you've got to start listening to your feelings, okay? I want to say to you, can you please understand where somebody seems to be offering you, where there seems to be more commitment? Does that make sense to you?
My boyfriend, actually. We just had this conversation last night and this morning.
Thank you. Because I've got to say this. Please forgive me for saying this. I want to say he seems a little worried about you, okay? And I've got to say he wants to take more responsibility, all right, for you and the situation around you, okay? I do get the feeling, please forgive me for saying this, but you seem a little unsure because of the situation you've been in before. And I do want to say to you, this guy seems very sweet. He seems quite a nice guy. And I want to say, he may be a little bit unconventional, but I've got to say to you, he's got a good heart, okay? He's got a good character. He may be, some of his ideas may be a little bit old-fashioned, but I've got to say, he's a decent guy at heart, okay? And he wants to do what's right for you and right for him, okay? And what I've got to say may seem a bit of a shock, really, but I get the feeling he doesn't want to have a baby with you and things aren't consolidated. He wants to give you commitment. He wants to give you commitment, okay, before anything, all right? That's what I'm saying. He seems quite an old-fashioned character, really. Sometimes I get the feeling he may be a little bit misleading or, you know, but I get the feeling he wants to bring some confidence within you and within the relationship, okay?
Yeah,
so that's the reason why.
He's done some things that had made me question.
Okay. Well, I do get the feeling... The situation may be a little bit deceptive right now, but I do get the feeling he's putting his card on the table for you, all right?
Yeah.
And everything is not as it appears. You may think, well, is he saying this, but do you mean something else? I want to say to you, the situation that you find yourself in, okay, sometimes you really are sure of what you want, and then... you're really unsure of what you want, and that's kind of hitting him, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's time for the two of you to sit down and decide what you do want, because all you're really doing is hurting each other, okay? And you really do love each other, I know.
We really do.
And you shouldn't be hurting each other where you are, because all you've really got is each other. You know, and I do feel as though he's trying to build a future with you, and he's trying to take the stress and strain away from you. You know, you've got two paychecks going into the same house is better than one, you know. And I do get the feeling that that way you will be able to have a better standard of living. Plus, you'll be able to look after you, you know, properly, you know. And that's what he wants to do. He tries to keep an eye on you, you know, and help you as best he can. But, you know, sometimes you can be, I get the feeling you can be very independent, you know, and you are wanting to do it on your own. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, you really think, well, I'm really too tired for this. So, again, you're giving off mixed signals. So it's time to sit down and decide what it is you do want. Okay. Now I don't see this guy disappearing. He loves you too much.
No, he says he's not going anywhere. He tells me that all the time.
You know, I really do feel as though it's time to put your card on the table and get some kind of commitment between the two of you. Know and decide what it is that you do want. I can see a new home coming around you. Okay.
That's what that's one of the things I worry about, you know, is moving, and I don't have a job. My job never called me back. And then, like, I'm waiting for my unemployment, and it's like so many things at one time, you know? And I'm still legally married, and we still, I just need a new, fresh thing, you know? Like,
yeah. I can understand that, but that you've got to deal with one thing at once. First of all, I do get the thing. You must have put a resume in quite recently, because I've got a phone call coming to you about some work. So that's coming to you. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I get the feeling it's something. I want to say whether it's something to do with school work or something like that, I don't know. But I've got that kind of, it's that kind of work is what I'm picking up. I do get the feeling there is a lot of good stuff going on with you behind the scenes. I also get the feeling that some money that you may be owed, maybe it's unemployment, I don't know, that is coming to you. So I do get the feeling that's on its way. Okay. That I want to say, I don't know how it gets paid, whether it gets paid into your checking account or whether they send it. I don't know. But I do know it's on its way to you.
Oh, good.
I get the feeling that there has been I do get the feeling there is you must have been looking for a new home as well. I've seen that you've been looking in realtors' windows. You know,
yeah.
So I get the feeling you are ready to move on. But I also get the feeling you're ready to move on together. That's what I'm picking up with that. So the time is here. It is now. The time is with you. I do get the feeling also as well that I don't know whether this is can you understand, has your boyfriend proposed to you, please?
He hasn't, but it's funny you say that, because 2 weeks ago he measured my finger.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
that's
proposed. That's near enough.
And you know what?
Yeah, I do get the feeling. That is amazing.
I actually thought I was pregnant a week ago. I was getting the symptoms and everything was like, cycle was off.
Yep.
And I was almost pretty convinced that I was pregnant. And I don't know if maybe everything didn't attach properly, but a few days later it was, you know, I'm trying to say. And
I just feel like
she's coming.
I've got to say, there is a baby on its way to you.
I feel that.
I do get the feeling you are going to be a mum. I do get the feeling you are going to be a mum. I can't say when, but I do get the feeling that where you are at the minute, that the situation is because there's so much stress around you at the minute that your body recycled out anyway. Your body recycles all over the place. So once things start to settle down, you will settle down and you will fall pregnant. Okay? So there is a baby coming to you. I can tell you that. Okay? So no, your boyfriend's doing the right thing. What you need to do is just sit down and start planning what it is you're going to do. Okay?
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do right now is go meditate and just breathe.
Well, things are looking good for you.
I feel like
you,
I need that.
Just take it easy,
right?
Okay? Okay.
Thank you, Mickey.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so
much. Take care. Bye now.
Take care.
Thank you, Shalina.
One
minute. Okay. Yeah, 1 minute. On the 1 minute. So just as it said, 1 minute. I can't call. Okay, let's see where we are. 5. Carolyn.
Hello.
Okay. Carolyn, we're going to have to come back to you because you've got out the room. Okay. Right, we're going to come back to that one at some point because Carolyn's left the room there, so we're not actually at the phone at the moment. Okay, let's see. 6, Yulani.
Hi, Mickey. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. I'm just calling to see if you have a message for me about my personal life and my career because I'm really trying to look for a job soon.
Okay. I'm not quite sure I got all of that, but I've got something about a job. So, what I'm actually picking up with you, there seems to be... You seem to be trying to make changes in your life. Does that make sense to you, please?
Yes.
I've got to say to you, can you, I don't know where this fits in, but can you understand a bit of a volatile situation at the minute, please?
Yes.
Okay. I've got to say to you that this situation is being kept an eye on by your family in spirit, okay? I've also got to say to you, I don't know why what this means, but I've got to say you are better than that, okay? It's time for you to take control of your own life. Okay? I've got to say the outcome is going to be a successful conclusion, all right? I've also got to say to you, it's time to bring peace and harmony back into your life, all right? Now, I've got to say, can you please understand where you're trying to take control of a situation and become probably self-employed, please?
Self-employed?
Yeah.
I want to write. I started writing again, but...
Okay.
I'm trying to think how to get publishing.
Okay. Okay. Well, I know you may be looking for you know a regular job, but writing is self-employed. You can do that and other things as well. Because what I'm being told to tell you is, I'll try and get this out. Your future lies in the power of your imagination. I've got to say to you, I don't know what this means, but you have a secret combination of skills, right, that can get you out of that situation. And I don't know what that is. They're not making me aware of that, all right, but what I've got to say to you is now, this is time to move forward. It's not a time for, dilly-dallying. It's not a time. I've got to say to you, I've got a gentleman coming to me who would have probably been a very professional gentleman, maybe some kind of military background or that kind of bearing. And he's pushing this onto me, that this overwhelming force, that this is time to do this for you, okay? I don't want to say this the way it comes out, but you seem to have wasted too much time, okay? It's now time to do what you want to do. Please, please, please. You know, don't just sit on the veranda in a rocking chair and watch the sunset. This is time for doing, you know, what you need to do. I've got to say to you, over the last 2 years, you seem to have climbed a couple of mountains and won some victories. Does that make sense, please?
Yes.
He's also saying to me, between you and him, there are some unbreakable bonds. And I don't know what he said this. I'm not quite sure what he means, but I'll give it a shot. Sometimes people are as married as they seem. You don't need to be married to be married, if that makes sense. Some people can be more, you can be more structured by doing it yourself. You can be whatever you want to be. You know, if you want to be strong, you be strong. If you want to, he's telling me this is not time for, you don't need to have $1 million in the bank to feel like a millionaire. You can be whatever it is you want to be, okay? This is not a time for sitting thinking, well, I can't do that and I can't, because you're actually putting obstacles in front of yourself. You know, try saying, well, I can do this. And he just said one important thing. Try loving yourself a little bit, you know?
Okay.
You seem to have had the goodness knocked out of you one way or another. Maybe it's just life, you know. But I get the feeling you've climbed over so many obstacles and you've overcome so many things. And he tells me you are unbreakable, you know, and that's what he's saying. I do get the feeling that the thoughts you are thinking right now, all right, are your meal ticket out of here. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. I've also got to say to you, he's showing me a sign, help wanted, in his shop. You know, and I get the feeling what he's trying to say to you is, just watch where you get that feeling that you want to walk into this business or that shop. And because I get the feeling he's trying to guide you, okay? He's trying to point you in the right direction. But I also get the feeling at the minute there's so much going on around you at the minute. You don't seem to be in touch with yourself like you once was, okay? So I want to say to you, maybe it's time to quieten things down a little bit and try to, you know, just trying to spend a little bit of time for you. You know, if you're going to go out and you want to go look for some employment, or, you know, just sit down and have a coffee quietly.
Three minutes.
Clear your mind. You know, and because spirit want to work with you for this. Because the same, this is a time for making advances in your life. This is a time for doing things that you want to do. Okay?
Okay.
I do get the feeling they want to help you move forward. That's what I'm being told. But at the same time, sometimes your mind is so cluttered, it's a bit like a child's toy box, you know. There's so much going on, and they can't work with you. So, you know, you do need to take that time out and just allow yourself just to calm down a little bit, you know. So I do get the feeling that once your life starts to change, it's going to change in the right way, okay?
2 minutes.
I do get the feeling. Can you understand, please, where you got used to being on your own, please?
Yes.
I'm getting the feeling this is your time. All right. I've also got. I don't know why I'm saying this. You seem to be looking across, I want to say a plane. I don't mean an aeroplane, a plane, into the mountains. It just seems to be, whether this is a memory that they're showing me or whether it's something that you're going, I don't know. You just seem to be looking across, I don't know, I don't know where it is, but it just seems to be just a beautiful setting. And I can see mountains or hills in the distance, and I just get the feeling I want to go there.
I want to go to Canada.
So whether it's a memory, all right, okay. I just get the feeling they want to link with you there. That's where they want you to be. There's a lot of healing with you at this time as well. Okay, not heal not only your body but your mind as well and your spirit. Okay, because I've got to say you've taken a bit of a beating, over the last 18 months, and it's now time to start healing. Okay, take care. Bye now.
Thank you, Mickey. Bye.
Okay, bye now.
Bye.
Thank you, Eli. Thank you. Okay, right. Let's see. Just trying to get the Caroline's back. So we got no answer from the first time, but we're going to try again. Hello? You seem to have hit some mute button there, Caroline. If you can hear us, we can't hear you. Okay. Right. Okay, that's not happening, ladies and gents. I don't know why. Okay. If we have time, Caroline, we will come back if you can hear us. In the meantime, we're going to... Line 7's disappeared. Line 8, then. Laura.
Hi, Mickey.
Hi, Laura. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you? Doing good?
Now, can I help you, please?
I just want to know what you're picking up for me about change.
What I'm picking up with you is there seems to be, I've got to say this as it is, somebody seems to be ready to make you an offer. Now, I don't know what that means, but I've got to say, it shows a new beginning, all right? And this is linked with prosperity. But I've also got to say to you, this is some kind of foundation building, all right? I've got to say to you, financial improvement is linked with this, all right? But at the same time, does any of that make sense to you?
No, I'm trying to get a job, so maybe that's what.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is an offer. It's an offer, all right? I'm not saying it's there now, but it's an offer, okay? And a new beginning, that's what I'm picking up, all right? Can you understand at the minute where you seem to be taking a bit of a gamble?
No, I don't know what to do at this point. I'm putting out resumes. I had an interview last week, but I didn't get that job. So that was a disappointment.
Well, are you thinking about taking a journey to see somebody about a job?
No.
Well, I can't change what I've got because what I've got. There's something about a new beginning, okay, and an offer, all right? And I've got to say, this is to do with new beginnings. And it's something to do with finances, all right? So, and something about improvement. Now, all I'm seeing is, this may seem like it's a bit of a gamble, but it's a gamble that's going to pay off, okay? So, I have a feeling there may be a journey connected with this. Now, I don't think it's across the state line or anything like that, but I do get the feeling you're going to go and you're going to think, well, I might not get nothing from it, but nothing ventured, nothing gained. That's what I'm picking up from this. I do get the feeling that there are companies that you have applied for. I do still get this feeling right now that this COVID-19 is a lot to do with the world economic crisis, all right? And everybody's trying to get back to work. I do get this feeling, all right, that you will get a call out of the blue. That's what I'm saying. I do get the feeling that this is a new beginning, and it is the beginning of prosperity, all right, where you will begin to prosper again. It is going to bring financial security again. I do feel that. I can't, neither you nor I nor anybody else can understand why you put resumes out and nothing's come back. That's because the situation that a lot of people find themselves in around the world is pretty much the same. There are only certain industries that are taking on at this time, but I do get the feeling that when this kicks back in again, I can't, for the life of me, I don't live in the States, and I have, so I can't link in with that kind of what's going on. I can spiritually, and I do know that things are recovering. I have got family that live in New York, so I've got a little bit of understanding there, but not a lot. I do know that the resumes you put in is going to bring positive results. I also get the feeling one of them is linked with a move as well. All right. Now I don't know where that is, but I do get the feeling there is linked with a move to another state. Now I'm not quite sure where that is, but I do get the feeling before the middle of October that you will have heard from this job. I can't narrow it down anymore at the minute. If you message me on Facebook, I'll try and get a bit more for you on that. But right now, I haven't got enough time to link in with Spirit to get any more on that. I've done this for a few other people, and it's been quite close, actually. So I do know what we are picking up, that things are moving, that the things are subject to change, and very, very quickly. I do get the feeling that your talents are being wasted with you not working. But I also get the feeling you have got a good work reputation, and that you should be working. But I do get the feeling that you have some of these resumes you put in are quite a way away. So I do get the feeling you are going to get a call within the next week or so. So just watch out for getting a call. I do get the feeling you are going to get a call. Unfortunately, I can't say when at this time. I do know. I do. Sorry?
You said that you saw me going, moving out of state. Do you think it's going to be right?
Okay.
Is it right across the border, or is it a long distance?
I don't know where you are in the state, so I can't. I want to say somewhere in the middle, if that makes sense to you. I'm not quite sure. If we say
3 minutes
Midwest, does that make any sense? I mean, I'm not quite sure I know where I am. I've got the United States in my head, but I can't quite link that up with where you are. I do get the feeling it is quite a way away, but I also get there are contracts where you are living within that region. I do get the feeling that one of these may be in the Carolinas, maybe. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure of that. But I have a link with that kind of area. So just trying to link in the short space of time I've got.
Okay. 2 minutes.
But you think by October,
mid October? No. Have you anywhere in New Jersey or anywhere like that?
I live in New Jersey.
All right, okay. I'm just picking up New Jersey. I get the feeling there's something around there. Okay, I'm not quite sure where. So we haven't really got time to grasp things out of the air, but I do get the feeling I'm getting the Carolinas and I'm getting New Jersey. So that's the kind of thing I'm picking up with you. One of them's local, obviously New Jersey's local to you, and I'm getting the Carolinas as well. So does that make any sense to you, the Carolinas?
Yeah, I've been wanting to move there.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Have you put a resume?
1 minute.
I have. I put a couple out, but I haven't heard anything back from.
Well.
Oh, and
I have a feeling you're gonna do.
Well, I applied to an agency for a job in Raleigh, and they didn't pick my resume.
I have a feeling that you are going to hear from somebody quite soon. Okay. Well, look, messages on Facebook, and I'll see what I can do for you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Mickey. I appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll speak to you soon. All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye,
bye, Ken.
Laura. Thank you, Laura. Unfortunately, you know, we don't have time to give full-on readings because if we did, then we'd only maybe get two to three calls in any one show, but you know, 10-minute taste reading is what we try to do. So let's see. Now, Carolyn, I don't know, we've tried you three times, but we're going to keep persevering, try and fit you in, but you're not answering up. Okay, let's try one more time then. Carolyn.
I'm so sorry. God, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I got a business call, and that was going to be my question to Mickey. Oh, God, I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hi, Mickey.
I've got to say, you're going to be successful. That's what I've got to say. I've got to say, this is going to help you start spreading the cost, okay? This is an end to reckless attitudes, and this is going to start bringing you more security. I've also got to say to you, this is relying upon your talents and skills, okay?
Yeah.
I've got to say, it's an achievement. I also want to say to you, it's also an opportunity. I don't know what this is, so you may need to take this and think about it. I get the feeling this is part self-employment, but like your own business. But I also get the feeling you're working for somebody. I get the feeling it's split between you and them. Where you can, you can earn your own self-employment, and you're working for them as well.
Yeah.
It like the door swings both ways, so to speak. But I get the feeling this is going to end some financial problems. And I've got to say to you, it's also bringing a more comfortable situation to you. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
I want to say to you, it is going to end a lot of your problems around you
yes.
at this time.
Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah.
I want to say this is going to make you a very independent lady. All right?
Yay!
Again. And it's going to, I've got to say, it's going to start rationalising situations around you, so you can be a bit more rational about things, because you seem your mind seems to have been all over at the minute, you know, and
yeah.
you start focusing on what it is you need to do with various things. I do get the feeling you may, dare I say, you may need to specialise in something. I don't know quite what that is. I've got to say to you, it's taking you away from a hot spot.
Yeah.
And the gaze of people's eyes, so to speak. I want to say to you, I do get the feeling that this seems to be bringing new contacts or new contracts. Or both,
yeah,
into your sphere of influence, so to speak.
Yeah.
I do feel as though this person knows about what you're talking about, and is confident in you that you can do what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I also get the feeling that this is going to be the building of a new business with you. I'm not quite sure. In which way, but I do get the feeling it's going to allow you to do something you've always wanted to do, work-wise. I also get the feeling it's going to end a current headache, but also build
yeah.
a new working relationship with somebody as well.
I love it.
You seem to be able to provide skills that they haven't got at the minute. That's what
yeah.
I'm picking up. I get the feeling there is going to be some kind of an upheaval moving from where you are at the minute to where you're going.
Yeah.
I do get the feeling once this is done, I do get the feeling it is going to allow. I do get the feeling it is going to allow you to express yourself in a professional work manner. I don't know whether there's some kind of. I get the feeling there's some kind of. I want to say some kind of therapy going on here. I don't know why I'm saying that. Providing professional skills and some kind of therapy. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I also get the feeling that I want to say this seems to have been an answer to a lot of your prayers, really, and
yeah.
something that you've been praying for. I've got to say success is definitely on the cards. Here.
Oh God.
Obstacles will be, obviously you'll deal with these obstacles, but they're not going to be big obstacles. It may be moving from where you are and maybe your what the implements that you work with. I don't know. I do get the feeling there is. I want to say to you, this person. Come to you because of your professional expertise, so to speak. And I get the feeling they didn't pull your name out of a hat. I want to say to you, you seem to have come well recommended, for want of a.
Yeah. Can I tell you what it is, Nikki? Can I tell you?
Okay.
You got it. I'm in an industry that I've been in, and everything that you said is true. And I've been in it for a number of years. And the call that I just got was from somebody that is also a professional in my industry, and I've been working with them because I'm trying to sell something. And they called me right now because they're going to take another look at it. They're taking the same people out there to take another look at it. And what you're telling me goes along with what would happen once everybody signs on the dotted line, you know, where the purchase is made, then I can have the freedom. Basically, you were talking about freedom. Oh, a lot of on the nose. You know, this thing about all these eyes, you know, moving from that. I mean, everything you said is so accurate.
Well, that's what I'm picking up. I obviously, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I do know this is the start of a new relationship as well, okay? It's going to cure, it's going to cure a lot of headaches. It's going to get rid of a lot of the confusion with you as well. I also want to say it's going to bring healing with you as well. Now, this might just be just healing yourself, but I do get the feeling that even though you're a professional, you've kept this very much close to yourself, okay?
Yeah.
I do get the feeling that you are a confident lady, okay?
Yeah.
And I do get the feeling, and what I want to say to you is this purchase, whatever you want to call it, this business deal, whatever you want to call it, all right, is going to give you the freedom to do what you want, okay, which is very, very important, all right?
Yeah.
I also get the feeling it's going to allow you relocate maybe to somewhere a little bit better, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe just in the next neighbourhood. I don't know. I just get the feeling it you need a complete change, okay? That's what I'm feeling. Maybe to a business premise. I don't know. I just get the feeling that now's the time to sit and look at what you've got, you know, and work with that. That's what I'm picking up with that. And it's definitely time to start taking yourself seriously. And I want to say, I do say that I can see you signing something. So I've got to say it's been a long time coming, but it's time to start taking yourself seriously now, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Thank you very much
for
your time.
Thank you, Mickey. Okay. Thank you. You gave me some...
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you, Mickey.
Bye
Thank
now.
You. You gave
Thank
me some
you. Bye
great
now.
News. Bye. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Caroline. Okay. Right. We're trying to bring people back online whenever possible. You know, it's not always possible, but we, after three times, we usually have to give up because it's like... you know, it's a bit like a baseball game, strike three and you're out. But we do try to fit people in wherever possible. Okay, let's see where we are. Cindy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Mickey. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm okay. I got a lot going on. And we've talked, you know, before about this situation. It's still ongoing. I've gotten some new information that I could, they've kind of stepped up their game and adding ranks, stalking me out here. And I believe they're off-duty cops that are getting involved, trying to scare me off and run me off my land. And I am still trying to find a place. But, you know, I don't have a location to move them to yet. But I was just wondering what you see. Is this going to get stopped? Is there anybody, you know, behind the scenes working on getting this stopped? Or is this not going to be until after I move and then I report them?
Well, definitely, there definitely is things going on behind the scenes. But the fact is that sometimes there are... There is a wider picture. I've got to say to you that there seems to be things slowing down, if that makes any sense to you. things don't seem to be as bad as they were. I also want to say to you, you may find somebody that wants to come and talk to you officially about the situation. So I also want to say to you, there are people that fully understand about the situation that you're in, okay, and the evidence that you've got, all right. I'm not quite sure what that evidence is, but I know there is some evidence that normally the police department would be interested in, but they don't seem to be very interested at this time. But I do get the feeling that the people are, who are investigating are interested in it. And I've also got to say, you must have sent some information or some evidence to somebody. So I've got to say that there are people that are on the case. That much I do know. I don't know. I don't talk to them. I just know that they are doing, they are looking into things. So I do get the feeling that the people who were around may be acting a little bit cautiously at the time, at this time, or because this is an ongoing situation. I think when you get people from other agencies on the ground, it does make you curtail what it is that you're doing. Because they won't know why they're there. So this is something that you may have noticed as well. Okay. So I know.
There was two guys over this past weekend. There was two guys that showed up, try to act like okay. They're blending into the neighborhood, but clearly they didn't. One was on a red dirt bike in shorts and, a vacation mm-hmm. shirt and cowboy boots right. and shorts on a dirt bike. It didn't have a stitch of dirt on it. The other one was in shorts and the same kind of shirt and a cowboy hat. Neither one of them fit in. That one was in a white truck. The other one is doing drive-bys, sitting at the corner. But what I was told is one of the parties that is told me went off on me and is a loose cannon and that I was told someone gave me some, private information to try and help me, and what's going on behind the scenes that somebody else sent them to get rid of me.
They're not there to get rid of you at all. So I can assure you that they are not there to get rid of you. It's a fact. So they're keeping an eye on things. That's what they're doing. Okay. That much I do know. I can't say because I don't know. I just know what I was told to start off with. I've got to say, you seem to be not the only person that's been involved in something like this. So I want to say
you're
maybe
right. I was told they've done this to quite a few people. And just ruined their lives. But
a few
of them disappeared
and
their bodies were found in another state several months later.
Thank you. Yeah, because there is a wider investigation.
They're worried about.
Yeah, there is a wider investigation going on. And I've got to say, this does involve other agencies. I'm not quite sure what agency, where or why. I do know it involves other agencies. And I've got to say, it is ongoing. And you will notice, or if you haven't already, that things will die down, okay? Because people
asking
questions.
This past week, this whole last week, it ramped up here. They put motor oil all over two of my horses twice. I had to bathe it off of them. I thought they were going to catch them on fire and light them up. And then they tore their shelters down again. They tore the legs out from under them. They've been stalking me, driving up and down the road, getting out. Watching me while I'm out here with the horses, trying to intimidate me.
Uh-huh.
And somebody else told me that, I need to watch out because they would come kidnap me and make me disappear because they didn't want to be exposed and reported for the... This isn't even the original guy that was doing the start of this problem. It's the neighbor. It's the other people that I've reported it to above him that are even my situation. So that's what I was kind of concerned about, those people, when I saw them out here this weekend.
That's unusual. Okay. Just bear with me, Cindy. Okay. Okay. Ladies and gents, it's kind of unusual, but we've just got 30 minutes to go. We've lost Nico. Now, the lines have been kind of intermittent this evening, and you may have heard Mickey's line dropping in and out a little bit this evening. So the line hasn't been very strong at all from Mickey this evening. But that's the 7 minute call out that you've just heard. Cindy would have normally had another 3 minutes on the end of that. That beep that you just heard there. But it's kind of strange how we've lost Mickey, because we don't usually lose him this early. Okay. Never mind. Very strange indeed. We do have another two callers in the call queue, which is kind of odd. Suzanne's there, Veronica's there, and we're in the middle of that call with Cindy. We've lost Mickey Kelly. Oh, it's all right, I'm just speaking to the wife. She went out the room for a moment. She's back in there, but we've... okay. So, I don't feel that Mickey's going to be able to make it back this evening. So, what we'll do, we'll persevere, we'll play a piece of music, perhaps, and then we'll see whether Mickey can make it back. After the music, if he doesn't make it back, we'll kind of look around on Facebook or whatever and see what's happening there. If we get a message or not, we'll look out for that. But I really can't promise that we're going to get him back this evening. And could you please bear in mind that the fault is not from this end, it's not from Mickey's end.
Swimming in your water.
Okay, Bruno Mars there. We haven't been able to get Mickey back. There is no message on Facebook from Mickey, and we can only establish from that that we have lost the line for some reason. Mickey has lost his internet. So tomorrow evening we have Tina. So, Tina joining us tomorrow evening then. And Becky's with us on Wednesday. Jane's with us on Thursday. I feel that Kimberly may be with us this week on Friday. Richard has said that he may be able to make it again on Saturday. So we have a full week ahead of us. Please do not feel too disappointed there this evening. These things are sent to try us. Okay. Now, you may know that we've got 25 minutes on the clock. We normally lose Mickey around about quarter to the hour. Now, we lost him a little early this evening. And I really do feel it's an internet problem because there's no Mickey there at all on Facebook or anywhere else. Okay. Now, I'm doing modules at the moment in the Welsh language. And I've done several modules now. Trying to learn new words and understand a bit more, and then it's just a case of practice, and they say practice makes perfect, so let's give it a go. Right, so the number to call in Welsh, Quirk Pedwar. Quirk, quirk, oich, oich, saith, three, pin. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Thank you.